You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by SharpAlgis.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is November 13th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. A real monumental week for me here at old Wet Shaving Talk. It is my second year anniversary of podcasting, believe it or not. I cannot believe I've been doing this for 2 years. Unreal. We started off with Wet Shaving News with Andrew 2 years ago. We were doing that and eventually turned into Wet Shaving Talk at the beginning of this year. So we're almost a whole year into Wet Shaving Talk and 2 years into podcasting. So I have to say I've learned a lot with the whole podcasting game and really enjoy doing it. I'm going to keep doing it, so it's going to keep going on. Wet Shaving Talk is going to go on for another year at least, and we'll keep going from there. I mean, we're still getting some new stuff and some new content, so it's still staying pretty relevant. I thought, you know, when I first started doing this, I really honestly thought about there was going to be a few issues with like content and stuff, like running out of content. But it seems to be pretty good so far. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff still coming out. And, you know, just really enjoying ourselves here. It's just really still fun. Still, definitely still relevant. So we'll keep going. Enough with the small talk, though. Let's get on with talking about some wet shaving, right? So today on the show, we're going to talk about duck fat soaps. What's the deal with duck fat soaps, duck fat, lamb tallow, all this stuff coming out? What is the deal? Well, I got my hands on one, and I'm going to tell you all about it. So, yeah, we'll talk about some duck fat soaps. In addition, we're going to talk about some supermarket finds. Now, I mentioned it briefly in the last podcast. I'm going to call it like a blade a day, kind of like an apple a day type thing. Supermarket finds. We're going to go over our first vendor today. And you'll probably, you've definitely heard of it. But I mean, I just wanted to do a different series, a different kind of like a part of the podcast where you, the listeners, and me as the talker, I guess, right, podcaster, can talk about stuff that we can find in a store and not have to go online and research and stuff like that, stuff that we can just find in our everyday travels. Now, I know it's 2017, going to be 2018, and most of us, a lot of us, do a lot of shopping on you know, Amazon, Google, all that stuff, you know, BSTs on sites. We buy directly from the makers and stuff like that. But there are a lot of options here for those who cannot do that or do not have the means to do that or do not want to do that. Now, remember, we're wet shavers, right? Obviously, we've all been brought together for one reason. We like an older way of doing things, right? Straight razors, safety razors, single edge, double edge, all that good stuff. We use something that is not common today, right? Very seldom do you hear me talk, or actually never really, we talk about cartridge razors or new stuff or electric razors on this podcast. So, I mean, that's brought us all together. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to get a way of finding all the stuff I can find in a brick and mortar shop and talk about it on the podcast. Believe it or not, there's a lot more than you think. And most of the stuff you've probably heard of, and most of the stuff is a really good price. So, I mean, if you have like a moderate budget or just don't feel like going out and buying a lot of stuff, this might work out for you, the supermarket finds option. So we'll see, breakout session. We'll see how it works and the feedback that I get from it, and we'll keep going with it. I mean, I have a lot of stuff. We can talk about this for a while. You can still buy blades, soaps, brushes, everything like that, razors also at supermarkets. Now, is it the highest quality? No, it's not going to be like I can go out and buy a Wolfman at Publix or a Mongoose razor at Walmart. That's probably never going to happen, let's be honest. But you still can buy like Bevel razors out there at Target, and there's still Vanderhangen has some really nice twist open razors. I mean they're not the highest quality, but they're out there. You can still get them for under $20. You know, there's still some options out there. But yeah, the day of finding like a Gillette style razor out there, and it probably next to none, unless you're going up to New York and you're in Pasteur's, and which I've been to many times, and we'll have an episode on that too. We've talked about them before. That is a store that if you're in New York, right, if you're in the city, you got to hit them up. Doesn't matter if it's on your agenda or not. Doesn't matter if you're traveling with your wife and kids, or you're traveling with your parents, or whatever, significant other. You have got to say, hey, look, I'm going to Pasteur's, and that's, you know, bottom line, you have to go there, okay? It is worth it. But that's not the norm. That's just a really specialty shop, but it is awesome. We're also going to talk about a couple other things. We're going to talk about some new brushes that I was able to find from West Coast Shaving. These brushes, now, you guys, brushes are going crazy right now, right? Custom brushes. I was able to pick up two brushes for a great price, and I'm going to talk about them as well. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can take a look at them, but we'll talk about my thoughts and my review on them and the price. So we'll see. And that'll be probably most of the show right there, guys. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on. We have some new releases and stuff coming out too. We're going to talk about that first. But so without further ado, let's get on with the show. Okay, guys, it is Christmas time, right? Christmas time is here, and we have the Wet the Face Christmas time soap. Now, this is a soap that it's our best-selling soap, I believe. And it will be releasing during Thanksgiving, right? The Thanksgiving Day. This is from Wet the Face, a great soap maker. I mean, I've been a fan of their products for a while. I do have Christmas time from last year. I am a fan of the soap. It does smell like Christmas. It smells like pine, fir needles, cedar bark, all that good stuff. Comes with a matching splash. So, I mean, it's really cool. Definitely, if you want to pre-order it, go ahead and do it soon. They are opened, and they will be releasing it on Thanksgiving. So that is one soap that is very close. I mean, to be honest, I've used this soap almost the whole holiday season, and I have a lot of stuff. I've been actually liquidating a lot of my stuff because I'm looking at all my soaps and stuff I've accumulated over the years, and I'm like, I have so much stuff that I'm going to be like 100 years old if I can ever finish it all. You know, it's kind of like I'm in the wine business as well. I've met guys that have 5,000, 10,000 bottles in their cellar, and they're 80 years old. You know, they're like, okay, well, you know, you're never going to be able to drink all these wines. If you drank two bottles a day for the rest of your life, you're not going to be able to hit up the whole collection. Even if you're 40 years old and you hit two bottles a day for the rest of your life, you're probably not going to be able to hit your entire collection. So it's like stuff like that. You know, that's why it's just. Well, it means a lot because Christmas is a big time for certain people. You know, it's just like if you're really into like that Christmas spirit and you're really big into celebrating and stuff like that, and you want to smell like that, this is the soap to do. So this is close to the heart for me. I like this soap. Really a big fan. I think that Don over there does a great job with these out of New York. And this is good if you're looking for that. If you celebrate Christmas and it's something that you really like. It's definitely, this will fit the holiday season. So, check them out. I got the link for the pre-order and everything in the show notes, so check them out. All right, guys. This is going to take a little bit of time today. That's why I wanted to not rush into it, but get into it. The duck fat soap craze is going, and it's going fast. And I'm going to tell you all about it because I was finally able to pick up a duck fat soap at a price that wasn't insane. So I picked up the Millard Duck Fat Soap from Grooming Department. And this is a soap that's, the retail price is $24. Okay, so it's not bad. And it's very thirsty soap. You don't need to bloom it. It does like water, but you add more, it gets slick. And now with the duck fat, something that I haven't used the scent on it, I have it right in front of me. I'm going to smell it right in front of you. You can't see me, but... It's got like a ginger spice, like vanilla coffee flavor. It's just, and I'm using kind of like my wine palate, my wine nose here. Yeah, it's got a little cedar in it. It's got a little wood spice, definitely. One thing, just to deviate from this real quick, when you smell and taste wine, for those of you out there who are into wine tasting and stuff, I am studying to be a level 2 sommelier. I do have my first certification. I was able to get it a couple of months ago. But sorry to keep going on about that. But so when you smell stuff, you just listen. When you smell a soap or like a wine or anything like that, you just take a sniff and just close your eyes and just think about the first thing that comes to your mind, like a familiar scent that you remember. The first thing that comes to my mind with this is definitely chocolate, wood, and then some spice. That's the first things that I smell when I smell this soap, the Maillard soap. And you know, you can do that with any soap, really. If you just take a soap and just smell it, and just think, and close your eyes and think about what's the first thing that comes to your mind, the most abundant smell. And you could do that. That's, believe it or not, that's a little tip. You can do that with wine. You can do that with spirits. You can do that really with anything. And you will impress your friends with that, because when we taste wines and we sample them, usually when you nose a wine, you smell it, the first thing that comes to your mind is what the predominant flavor is, and you can actually tell what part of the world it's from or where it's from. I mean, that's getting really technical. And if you guys do want to hear anything about wine tasting or palates or something like that, I can do an episode on that. That's up to, you know, I'll listen. If I get a couple emails about it, I will talk about it. But I try to keep this mostly wet shaving. But if you do have any questions or anything, you can always email me. So the soap is really slick. I'm going to tell you that this soap is slick. It is extremely slick. And the more water you add to it, the slicker it gets. And that's cool. That's good with me. But it makes your face soft. I don't know if it's the duck fat, but everything else, the other ingredients in the soap, is pretty much standard. I mean, it's a standard you see with other soaps and stuff like that, but the duck fat, I think the duck fat gives it that slickness, that smoothness. I could tell you that I get a close shave with this soap. I mean, it's unbelievable. It does take a little bit to get it to lather up, a little bit extra water, but it's unbelievable. It really does work well. So what are the duck soap qualities that are different from regular soaps? Personally, I think that they're a thirstier soap than regular, regular tallow or a vegetable tallow soap. I think that they're also they're a little bit smoother on the skin. I think they feel a little softer on your skin. I think I got actually a closer shave even using a basic razor. I was using a Blackbird. And I really was like really impressed with the way it came out, and my face just felt good. I was just touching my face all day. I did not use any balms or any aftershaves of the soap, but I did use what's left over on my brush and just kind of wiped it on and kind of rubbed it in my face. I felt really good for the rest of the day, and you could smell it for a while. I also bought from this company the Ambrosia soap, which is a beef tallow and a duck tallow soap. I was really impressed with that one too. That one had probably a little bit less thirsty, but it was a really soft, again, really nice smell, scent. Everything like that. It was really incredible. They're also, this company, the grooming department, is also coming out with a lamb tallow soap as well in the near future, I think next month. So definitely check it out if you guys haven't. Everything's out of stock. It's pretty tough to get. When they have releases, you got to jump on right away and just start clicking away, because it's going to go quick. So check them out, groomingdepartment.com. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But yeah, with the duck soaps, you've seen Bufflehead and stuff go for like $100. This soap's $25, so it's really, really, definitely one of the soaps you can afford. Like I can afford, I don't have to wait and spend $100 and trade a bunch of stuff online to get to my PayPal account up. So I mean, I'm really, really happy that there's something out there. There's a couple other companies coming out with them, and if you are a vendor that's coming out with a duck fat soap, let me know, and I will definitely mention it on the show, because I'm a believer, I'm a fan. I really am happy with the duck fat performance. So, is it all fad? No, it's not, guys. In my opinion, and I've used many soaps, over 100 soaps, and well over 100 soaps. I think that the duck fat soap is a real deal, guys. It really is. It's really good stuff. So, if you get a chance to check it out, go for it. I mean, really, you're gonna be very happy you did. All right, everyone. Now we're moving right along to the supermarket. That's right, the supermarket blade a day finds. Okay, so like I explained before in the podcast, I'm gonna go into stores and I'm gonna find stuff, and then when I'm going to purchase it and try it out and then let everybody know about it if I haven't already. Now there are a lot of companies right now that do produce a lot of stuff. Now of course we'll talk about Williams is one of those companies. It's been around for what, 1840. They've been around for over 150 years, okay? And for a company to be around 150 years, it's pretty impressive. And the packaging probably hasn't changed in 100 years if you look at it. I remember I read in an old Sears catalog, they used to come in like the pound. You can get like big pieces of it or whatever, and then get them cut individually and stuff like that. So Williams Mug Soap has been around for a long time. You could probably find that in most stores. I know it's been getting a little bit scarce lately, but they're still available. But today we're going to talk about Vanderhagen. the Vanderhagen Premium Shave Set. Now, I left a link in the show notes so you can go to the website and buy it directly if you want. But, I mean, if you do find it in the grocery store, it's a roughly around the same price. They're about $13. And this kit, you get a brush, a boar brush. You get a puck of soap. They're deluxe soap. And you get a little, like, a cup, like a shaving mug type thing. And it fits together and everything like that. And let me tell you, I use this for a long time. I've actually gone through several pucks of Vanderhagen of the premium soap. They make even deluxe. I'm sorry, I think this is the deluxe soap. I might be getting the names wrong on it, but it's the cheaper one in the green box. And they make a couple of other soaps. They make like a really nice higher end stuff as well, which I do like, and it works great. I mean, honestly, it works great. But even this little the deluxe shaving, it's called the deluxe soap. Sorry, guys. The deluxe soap is actually really good. It really lathers well. It smells like soap. It doesn't have any real good scent to it. It's not anything special, but it works really. I mean, the performance is there. And you can get a great shave off the Vanderhagen soap. Now, the boar brush, if you're not into boar brushes or have never used a boar brush, they are a little different. They tend to really stink when you get them, like worse than badger, when you're starting to break them in. They do tend to be a little bit more dense, a lot of backbone. And the water absorption on these knots, on these brushes are probably about, you know, probably performance you're going to mark out, scale 1 to 10, probably a 7. No, I'd say more like a 5, on these brushes. And, you know, great brush to get it done. What I do with this kit is I use it periodically here and there just to give me some real... So I remember about this stuff because when I first started wet shaving, I didn't have that much money. I was in college and stuff, and I bought a lot of Vanderhagen soap because one, it was like $2 and or $3, and three, it would last a while. And I finally saw this kit, and I bought the kit back in. You know, I've had this kit probably for about 4 or 5 years now, and you know, I love the cup. The cup is really good. The mug is good. The brush. You know, the brush is good if you're starting out. If you're just a brand new wet shaver, okay, guys, and you're just starting out in the wet shaving world, this is a great setup to go to try. And then before you start trying all the artisan stuff and everything like that, definitely a good kit to try out, and a fan of it. So we'll talk. I mean, can you find these in a grocery store? I found this at Walmart for $13. I did buy it right there. I've seen it in if you're in Florida or Georgia or Tennessee, I did see in Publix. Publix does carry them. Or did carry them, or some carry them. You could probably find them at Walgreens and CVS too if you really look around. So this is one of the first staple sets that I got when I was wet shaving, and I do highly recommend it for anybody else. So guys, the supermarket series is something that we're gonna keep doing. I'm gonna keep doing, and just stuff that I find, I'm gonna point it out and talk to you about it. And the Vanderhagen Premium Shave Set, definitely worth the $13, even if you just keep the cup and you know use up the soap. And if you're new to the game, if you see one in the store, pick it up, try it out, because I think you'll be very happy with it, to be honest. And then you can only really go but to different stuff, different scents. So you can just a good starting point, and then you can see what you really like, you know, what kind of brushes you like and everything. Good starting point, great value. Definitely highly recommend the kit. All right, guys, and now we're going to talk about the West Coast shaving brushes. Now, I was just searching around one day and just looking for, you know, West Coast shaving, because, you know, I get a lot of coupons in my email from them. They have good, and I saw the psychedelic brush designs, and I was like, okay, let me take a look at them, because if you haven't noticed, if you're into Paladin brushes or Wolf Whiskers brushes or Brad Sears brushes or you know, other companies, you know, Leo makes brushes too as well, you'll notice that there's a lot of really cool designs from the blanks that they use, the resin blanks, right? You'll see a lot of like crazy ones. You'll see some really, really nice looking designs with bright colors and stuff like that. But I'm going to be honest. One, it's almost impossible to get one of these brushes because the waiting lists are so long. Or when they do come out, they're sold out in 10 seconds, right? And two, they're expensive. So, I mean, they are going to be $80, $90, $100, $200, $300 for the brushes. And, you know, that may not be in everybody's... budget, you know, that may not be, you know, feasible for everyone. But when I saw these brushes on West Coast Shaving, I noticed similar designs, and I went and picked up two of them, and I paid $66 for two brushes. I got the jade brush with the synthetic knot, and I also got a the purple haze looking one, the kind of like the tie-dye looking one, purple. And I thought, and the only reason why I didn't put my own picture in is because I'm kind of switching over phones right now, and I'm having a little issue with my camera and linking everything up. So, I have my own pictures next week. I took pictures with permission from the websites to put on this on the program. But, I was really impressed with these brushes for $35 each. They're on sale, and I was like, whoa. So I tried them out and used them. I'm going to be honest, they're not as refined as like a Paladin. They're not a Paladin, okay? They're not a Paladin. They're not a Wolf Whisker, and they're not a Brad Sears brush, okay? Or an M&F brush or anything like that. They're not those quality brushes, all right? They're not going to be those same blanks, but they are awesome. The Jade brush is really, really cool, actually. It really does look like, I mean, it's nice. I've always wanted a Jade brush, and I said, you know what? What the heck? I might as well just pick one up. The brushes are balanced. They're not too heavy, but I could tell you that they're probably made, you know, I'm not sure who's the brush maker, but they're definitely made by hand because you could tell that they're hand-turned. But really, guys, I'm really impressed with these brushes. So, I mean, check them out, westcoastshaving.com. Look under the Psychedelic Brush, their own brand brushes. And you know, give them a shout out and pick one up if you're really out there. For $35, you can't go wrong. The brushes, the knot on them is synthetic. It looks like a tuxedo style synthetic knot, 24 millimeter, so not too bad. They're not gonna bloom out or anything because they're synthetic, but you can get it for like $55. You can get a silver tip, which I didn't get a silver tip. I should have probably next time I'll get one. But try that too because those will probably bloom out pretty nice. Hey guys, I'm impressed with these brushes, and for $30. These are the best deal right now going on for brushes, shave brushes. So if you're looking for something, you want it right now, you don't want to wait, or if you just like, I don't have it, I don't want to spend it, $35 for a nice brush, custom brush, comes in a nice container, nice tube, and everything like that. Really impressed. Check them out, guys. West Coast Shaving. All right, everyone. And that kind of brings us to the end of our show this week. I know it was a lot of talking about, there's only a few things, but, really happy to be with you all this week. Had a really rough week in my regular life, a rough couple of weeks actually, but getting through it. The podcast is definitely it definitely brightens up my day and my week when I have to do one. So I really do enjoy it, guys, and I hope that you guys enjoy it as well. So what's going on with the cast next week? We're going to talk about some more supermarket finds. We're going to talk about some blades. We're going to talk about a razor as well, and also we'll talk about some more winter soaps that are coming up. And we're going to review a special razor that I'd like to review for you and talk about. It's one that I've been trying to get for a long time, and I was able to pick one up, and I'm going to talk about that as well. So, guys, as always, you know that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does for the wet shaving world and for... everything he helps us out with the podcast. He does a lot of help. He really does help me out with the podcast, so I really thank him for that and everything that he's been doing for the wet shaving world as well, all of his videos and stuff. Great guy, Mark. Thank you very much if you're listening. Thank you. Most of all, I'd like to thank you guys, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast and, no reason to talk, right? So don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com. Which will be upgraded soon. It is going through some changes right now, but it will be upgraded and ready to go hopefully by next month. Always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com for any questions or concerns. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. And if you are a vendor and like to be featured on the show, please do not hesitate to contact me at all. Our next show will be... Oh boy, I don't even remember. It will be November 27th. That's right. November 27th, 2017. So right before Turkey Day, guys. Have a great, great couple of weeks. And as always, shave straight and shave safe. Until next time, have a good one.